This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're having a great day here with you on a Toxic Tolo Tuesday here on your home of the World Series champions, 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show. Joining us now, a man that did play right field in the clinching Game 5 victory of the Texas Rangers over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Where they are tonight with the pregame coming up at 8 o'clock, Travis Jankowski joins us now here on The Fan, and it's brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Janko joins us now here in The Nation, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. You know, just soaking up the remaining games of this season and the memories of Game 5 of the World Series last year. Of course, you were in right field and had the two RBI game in Game 4, participating in Game 7 of the ALCS. What do you first think of when your mind goes back to last fall?
Gosh, just how much fun it was. You know, the amount of, you know, high-level, intense situations that we kind of put ourselves in that we managed to get out of. You know, really just the memories you make with the guys, you know, popping champagne in the clubhouse, going to Houston and doing what we did in Houston, and then, you know, going, being able to, you know, have a huge game one back home in front of the home fans in Texas, and then close things out here in Arizona. There's a ton of memories. It's so hard to pick just one.
Are the vibes still in the air as you play in Arizona for the first time since that World Series? Are you guys high-fiving?
I think it definitely brings back some memories, you know, being in the clubhouse, the hotel, realizing, you know, last time we were here, we did something special. That being said, you know, I don't think we're too infatuated with it at this moment. You know, we got 18 games left, and, you know, we got a lot of ground to make up, and one of those things that we got to go out and we got to play every game like it could be our last, and they're must-win games, each and every one of them. So as much as last year was awesome, we're really focused on these last 18 games and trying to make up some ground.
Yeah, it has been fun, Janko. I mean, Rangers Twitter has it circulating that final out with Sporzy all over today. But you're right. I mean, you guys have been red hot, playing some really good baseball. Has there been a little bit of carefree play going on when things were kind of not so good? All of a sudden, you're falling down in the standings. It's like, you know, let's just go out and try and see how we can finish this thing off.
Yeah, I think you can attribute it to that. You can attribute it to some other things, too. You know, offense is clicking. Pitching is doing really well. Pitching has been well all year. It's kind of been the offense that has struggled a little bit. But, you know, the last, you know, five or so games has reminded me of the 2023 offense we had last year, you know, scoring runs early and often, slugging again. So if there's any time to make a push, man, I'm glad that we're getting hot at this time.
I think you guys just had to get Corey Seager out of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
That's a coincidence, I got to say. You know, I'd go out on a limb and say we're better with him in the lineup.
That's a hot take.
Travis Jankowski here. Okay, it's great to see you out there, though. How about that catch a couple of weeks ago? How do you do that, man? What's the key to a perfect Rob job there?
You know, for me, that's all just anticipation. You know, those are the plays that, you know, as a kid I dreamed of making, you know, and I didn't have a fence in my backyard, so I'd be catching balls over the couch or over the railing of the steps going up to the second story of our home. But, you know, that's just a lot of timing. You know, it's everything has to line up right. If that ball's, you know, 3 feet shorter, it's a can of corn. If that ball's a foot further, it's a home run and a walk-off, you know. Everything lined up perfect, timed the jump pretty well. And, you know, for me, that's just one of those things that you can't let that play go to waste. You got to make that play because that's a once-in-a-lifetime play, and you don't know if that's going to come again. So, I have dropped a few once-in-a-lifetime plays, so to be able to hold on to that one felt really good.
Janko, is that one when you're picking up the ball off the bat that you could tell that you have a chance by looking at where it's coming off the crowd? What's the angle that you think, okay, I got a shot at this one?
So that probably struck me about 3 or 4 steps in. Off the bat, I knew that ball was probably going over the fence. It was just a matter of how far. You take 3 or 4 steps, you got your eyes on the ball, you're kind of checking the wall to see how close you're getting, and then you kind of see, oh man, this is really coming into play here. Like, this is one of those ones where I'm going to have to make a pretty good effort and give it everything I got if I'm going to try and make this catch. So as you approach the wall, you kind of get your timing, you chop your feet a little bit, try and dig into the wall if you can, use anything you can to pull yourself up over that thing, and then just reach. And boy, I tell you what, feeling that ball hit the leather, that's a heck of a feeling.
The freeze frame of you climbing that wall, that's got to be on a mantle somewhere, portrait style, in the Janko household, Travis.
that might make it to the man cave.
Just maybe.
Yeah, it's got to make it to the man cave. Now, we know you as Janko. We know you as El Blondie. But I also see that you have a nickname, and maybe MLB.com is ballsacking me here, but they have a nickname for Travis Jankowski being Fred.
Yes.
Could you please explain that one?
Yeah, because the Twitter handle is also like at Freddie J.
Yes. All right. So it's going to take a minute, but so when I was younger, I'm the youngest of three. Older brother and sister, and I used to love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Like, that was my favorite show growing up.
There we go.
And his, first name's Fred, right? So my older brother and sister would come home from school, and I would be, you know, on the couch watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and they could not stand it. You know, it was too elementary for them. It was too boring for them. So they started calling me Fred, and I couldn't stand it. You know, they started calling me Fred in hopes that I would stop watching it, so it picked on me, teased me. I started, you know, crying. And, you know, my parents eventually had enough of it. And they were like, guys, like, stop calling him that. He doesn't like it. Like, he's, you know, obviously upset about it. And, you know, them being smart, you know, I guess they were probably second grade and fourth grade. They said, okay, well, if we can't do it, we'll get our friends to do it. So their friends start calling me Fred. you know, teachers start calling me Fred. Coaches start calling me Fred.
Wow.
And, you know, next thing I know, I'm like, boy, I better embrace this because it's not going to be a good look for, you know, a 21-year-old to be crying over a nickname.
Mm. Yeah, you got to lean into that one. That's incredible.
Do we have in the wardrobe? Do we have button-up sweaters?
Won't maybe? You be my neighbor?
Yeah. Do we? I mean, do we have that look where you can you throw it down like at a Halloween party where you got the sweaters and the tie and the boat shoes and stuff?
So I could probably get the boat shoes pretty easily. I've been looking for some sweaters with some patches on the elbows to pay a little tribute to them, but yeah. It's almost like they went out of fashion or something. They're kind of hard to find.
Put a train that goes through the man cave for you with that mural up there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, did you see the movie?
I have not. No, I watched a documentary on it. Gosh, I feel like the movie and the documentary came out a few years ago. Watch the documentary. I have not seen the movie, but I've heard great things.
Yeah, it's A+, man. I enjoyed that show growing up as well, yeah, and I thought the movie was just outstanding.
Especially with my kids, man.
As you know, it's more of a grown up movie. I think it's more for us, Janko, than it is our kids.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it might might rekindle a little Fred Rogers in me then.
Absolutely.
Maybe I will find that sweater.
Let's go, Freddy. Okay. How about the timing, though, of making that catch and then designated for assignment shortly thereafter? Was that like the most awkward thing ever? How'd that whole thing go down?
You know what?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I've been around this game long enough to know that, one, baseball doesn't really care what you do, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that you can be, you know, best player in the world. The next day, you know, something happens. You get DFA'd. You get traded. All that stuff happens. You get hurt, you know. So I've been around long enough to know that you take every game, you know, with a grain of salt. You're good and you're bad. You take with a grain of salt, knowing that stuff can happen in this game. So, you know, credit to CY. He was incredibly professional, as he has been the entire tenure here the past 2 years. And he called me in and said, hey, you know, I want to do you the professional courtesy of, you know, letting you know before it comes out in the media that we're going to put you on waivers. And, you know, if there's a contender out there who wants a guy like you on their team, we want you to play in the postseason and, you know, make a run with the team. He said, if not, we'd be glad to have you back. So to me, you know, that's not so much, you know, you can take it as, wow, that's really poor timing. That really sucks. But, you know, and maybe I'm naive. To me, it was, he was doing me a favor, right?
Yeah.
I play this game to win every single night. I want to win a World Series for, you know, obviously the Texas Rangers who I'm on now. But if another team needs me for that role in the postseason, I would have been happy to do that too. You know, at the end of the day, winning is why I play this game, and I want to go and help a team win.
Well, you certainly have done that. I mean, anytime your number's called, it seems like you're coming up with a big-time hit or a big-time catch, and you're a fan favorite. I know last year, you know, the contract situation went right up towards the end of really the offseason, and then you show up at FanFest. How important would it be for you to maybe just stay as a Ranger, finish out your career here, if, God willing, that's a possibility?
Well, shoot, I would sign a lifelong contract for a pretty good price. You know, it's to me, you know, everything about Texas is right. Growing up in Pennsylvania is a little more country. You know, I'm not a big city boy. So, you know, nothing against playing in Philly or New York or San Diego. But to me, you know, and for my family, my wife, my kids, we just feel at home in Texas, you know. Arlington isn't a huge city. If we want to go and see a big city, we go to Dallas or Fort Worth. But we have, you know, a nice rental property here, pool in the backyard, a little bit of land. It really feels like home, you know. And if you would have asked me, shoot, 8 years ago, I probably would have said, I don't know if Texas is right for me. But where I'm at in my life right now with, like I said, wife, four kids, it's too perfect, you know. So you know, it's no secret. I would love to stay here forever. But like I said earlier, I understand that this game and the business side of it has its, you know, plans of its own. And you take it with stride. You know, you take it and you make the most of it.
It's Travis Jankowski here with you on the Rangers Player Show. Any special plans tonight? Did you guys have a celebration spot or a haunt last year that you might revisit this evening?
No, I don't think so. The locker room doesn't smell like champagne anymore, so I guess they did a good job cleaning that out. But I do miss the smell of it. Maybe if there's a leftover bottle and if we win tonight, maybe we'll pop one open for a good time's sake, and we can all have, like, I don't know, a half of a sip of it.
As glorious as it was to get to play in the World Series after, you know, the injury and all that, and, you know, the game four performance that you had, you know, you had built a lead in the series and you're going there up, and then before too long we're in game five, and, like, I don't know, the drama kind of got sucked out of it, at least from a fan's perspective as you're watching it. It was like, oh my goodness, they're going to win the World Series. It wasn't a shock like the Houston series was. What was it like to be on that field in game seven down there as, you know, you're winning after the dismay of how everybody felt coming out of game five?
Yeah, it's I'll be honest with you. There was some stressful situations there. You know, Evo didn't make it completely easy on himself, you know, but he found a way to get out of it. So I just remember being in right field and, you know, I'll be honest with you, I thought I was having a heart attack a few times, you know, like I know how hard it is, you know, obviously playing for a few years before this, how hard it is to get to the postseason, let alone the World Series. And, you know, unlike the Super Bowl, it's seven game series, right? So you can't get too high after a win or a loss, you know? And I remember that so vividly after winning game one with, you know, Adolis's walk-off. I was like, holy shoot, what a, you know, one of the best probably World Series games ever played. And guys went about it and they were excited, but it was like, okay, let's take care of business tomorrow, you know? So yeah, I just remember game five being like, all right, let's close this thing out. Let's, you know, put the nail in the coffin. Let's not do anything to take this back to Arlington as much as we would have, you know, loved to win in front of our own fans there. But boy, once we got that last out, once Forsey struck him out, I just remember being in right field, glove got launched into oblivion somewhere high up in the dome, and I came running in to celebrate with the guys, and it was complete, just stress gone, complete euphoria.
And no number on Hedgie's ass.
Still waiting for those traps to come out, too.
Oh, man, aren't we all. How wild and unique is Wyatt Langford and some of the things that he's been able to do? I know he wasn't part of the magic that happened last year, but as a young guy that you've been able to kind of watch and develop as a rookie season, what stood out to you about him?
You know what stood out to me? Like, one of the first things in spring, and this is kind of going to sound weird, is that nothing stood out, right? Like, you'd expect a guy who was in college 6 months ago to, you know, stand out in not such a great way, right? Kind of do some stuff, you know, let, you know, anxiety or pressure situations, even in spring training, you know, he knew that he had a good chance to make the team and it was there for the taking, but he never seemed to put pressure on himself. You know, he, after a couple of offers, he was never in the cage overworking or, you know, changing his swing. He knew that, you know, this is just part of the game. So instantly I was like, okay, there's something special about this guy. And then, you know, kind of helping him out along the way and being around him a good bit, it's been incredible to see just the mental side of the game that he has. It's something that I probably didn't pick up until, shoot, I was probably 28 or 29. Mm-hmm. You know, just the mental fortitude, the just mental toughness that he has, knowing that it's not going to be, you know, all butterflies and rainbows in the big leagues. You're going to take your licks, and he's handled it perfectly, you know. You know, I know Wyatt, like you said, wasn't there to, you know, celebrate on the field with us and enjoy that moment, but, you know, I foresee Wyatt having that opportunity here in the future, just the way he handles himself every single day. And as you guys know and all the fans know, his talent speaks for itself. You know, you guys see it all, you know, every single night. But what you guys don't see is the type of person he is in the clubhouse and the work ethic he has. And, you know, I'll tell you that firsthand, it's above and beyond what it should be for a 22-year-old and shoot probably, you know, most 30-year-olds in this game.
New youngster coming in Thursday. I believe he is 24 years old, but I don't know if you got the memo. It's pronounced Kumar, not Kumar, like the movie, just in case you were wondering.
Thank you.
four series in a row, and Travis, we've had you on twice this year. You're an absolute stud when it comes to interviewing guys, and we hope you are a lifetime Ranger, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Fan.
Oh, well, thank you guys. You guys have a good day.
Cheers. There he goes. Travis Jankowski, brought to you by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? And Golden Chick, Brian.
Yeah, and for being on, again, we're going to give him some more wings. $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. They got 8 of those in the DFW location. So thank you to Travis, and thank you to the Rangers for being on with us today.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're coming back with Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420, buddy. What do you have in store for us?
Yeah, I had some Tolos reach out of some Top 10 ideas. 877-881-1053. If you've got any that you want to throw my way, feel free. This one's from at Hen0230. What's the best superpower? Top 10 superpowers. If you could have one, what would it be? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.